That's pretty sick. That is Speaking pretty of the Tokyo partners.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody on our Reddit was nice enough to share some pretty breaking news on the Tokyo partners.
He broke it, dude.
In a Chinese zoo, Tokyo partners.
There's so much zoo news and fucking Asian news.
Yeah, they don't treat animals.
A lot of zoo-related news.
They don't treat animals too great.
The zoos must be wild there. You could probably pay to like kick a kangaroo.
Well, that's what it is. They were throwing rocks at kangaroos.
Just because?
The Tokyo partners showed up. They were there for business. And I guess the Tokyo partners just purchased a bunch of kangaroos, and the kangaroos weren't hopping around.
So they were like, all right, chuck some rocks.
So they all started throwing rocks at the kangaroos to make them hop. And then, like, they hurt a couple of kangaroos, so the zoo, like, took rocks away from around the exhibit because Asian people kept throwing rocks at the kangaroos. And then they walked a distance to get rocks, brought them back to the kangaroo thing, and started throwing them again.
Any kangaroos die?
Yes.
Did they?
One, they broke its foot, and they thought that was the only injury, and then the kangaroo was, like, hurt for a few days, and they're like, what's
Holy
wrong with this thing? It had internal bleeding from getting hit with rocks.
All right, so if I'm going to hit you with this question. So you have the option of setting up, like, a Royal Rumble deathmatch kind of thing, but with, like, the world's poorest people, but from different groups of ethnicities. It's like, who do you think's going to win that? Like, you have, like, the poorest Asian – you have, like, poor Asian people – poor black people, poor white people, and just like the idiots,
just poor
the collective idiots.
Race war?
Yeah, exactly. In the physical battle, who do you think is going to come out on top of that? The
physical fights?
Yeah. Like you can do like a March Madness tourney.
Well, the poor
Asians.
You
have like shitty Armenians.
Oh, that's where, all right. So are we counting them as whites or are we talking about country?
We're going to go like the fucking shit Olympics of just like the shittiest of the world.
The shittiest Americans are all probably pretty obese.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're in trouble. They're going to hit charge with their scooters. They're going to charge
sumo wrestling.
No, they're going to charge on their scooters.
We got a little rascal soup up their power scooter.
Are they allowed to use weapons or is it just hand to hand?
Hand to hand, dude.
All right, so the Chinese are in trouble. Because if you're a poor Asian, you're very malnourished.
True.
Poor black people also are running into obesity.
Yeah.
I think if you're not counting like Slavs as white people.
No, there's not even white. It's just we're going to go country by country.
Okay. I bet Russia and like...
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Like Chechnians and like...
They have like fucking braided mullets and shit.
Yeah, they'd be tough.
Hockey jerseys, dude.
I mean, Nigeria. You're running into some thick bulls.
Get some pirates.
You
got some pirates coming hitting the thing from...
Somalia.
Yeah, dude. You're attacking pirates. They'd be tough.
They're
to
skinny,
fight.
Though. I don't know.
Yeah, but the fucking pirates, dude.
Each country's poorest people fighting.
Yeah.
Isn't that what war is, man?
No, it's like the
Isn't
middle.
That exactly
it's
what
each country's
war is,
middle
dude?
Class fighting. That's true.
Isn't it the poorer against the poor?
I guess we would win.
We're number one, dude. America's number one.
We fucking win again.
All right,
dude.
So if it's country by country, then we get poor black people on our side, too.
Nah, that's true.
So we would fuck some people up in America.
True.
Get rednecks.
But you said our poor blacks are pretty fat, too.
Yeah, but if we're just... Because then we can probably count rednecks and black people. We would fuck a lot of people up.
Shit.
America would be a tough customer.
Russia's a tough fucking... I think you're sleeping on poor Asian people, dude.
Poor Asian people are so small.
They work with ropes a lot, dude. They're fucking at the docks, dude, pulling in
boats.
Yeah, but
they're also like
opium.
5'2".
Yeah, but dude, imagine pulling in that fucking boat of contraband, dude. You're taking like illegal, like reverse engineered fucking knockoff shit all day in a boat and pulling that rope at the docks, dude. Your bare feet are clinging to the
now,
wood of the
sheer
docks.
Numbers, they would be trouble.
You're kicking down palm trees in the fucking Manila, dude. Fucking jiu-jitsu in palm trees.
The numbers, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
If this is hand-to-hand combat, then Asia and India.
True.
Or China and India.
Poor Indians will get grimy on you, too.
They will.
You got to watch out,
dude. You saw
them
working in that factory, dude. They
are
not afraid.
You
got to
watch out, dude.
Yeah.
They'll cut you with some glass or something, dude.
This is good stuff.
It's a shame we can't have all of our poorest fight to the death for us for our entertainment.
I mean, technically, I just did my taxes yesterday.
You'd be at the front lines.
I mean, way in the front with a scooter, dude. I'd be like, come on. I was just sitting there trying to listen to fucking Carlin's new fucking Japan hardcore history. He's got new hardcore history.
I heard about that, yeah.
About the Japan. You'd love it.
And again. Again, with imagine these bombs come down and everyone you know.
And imagine. This is medieval Japan.
Is that, it's about samurais?
Well, it starts out, he gives a brief history of Japan.
I love samurais.
It's such a good, dude, Japan
that's
was,
how, that's what I am politically, dude, a samurai. You should just be able to dominate a thing of land, make people make rice for you. If they disobey, you fucking cut their motherfucking head off. Someone cuts your head off, too bad.
There's a sick story that, did you listen to it at all, Shuldog?
No.
So it opens with this dude in the Philippines that gave up. He finally surrendered World War II in like 73,
mm-hmm.
1974. He was in the jungle. They put him in the jungle to be like a disruptor in the Philippines, just to be like...
Who put him there?
The Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, just fuck shit up on this island as long as you can. They would just put guys out there.
Yeah.
So him and two other guys were stationed just in the jungle on this Philippines island.
Yeah.
And they never got word to stop. So they kept doing it into the 70s.
What were
they did
doing?
It for 30
just
years.
Fucking shit
they were
up.
Murdering people. They would kill people on the island. They killed
just
like 30
creating
people.
Creating terror.
Yeah. Just setting bombs off, fucking
what
shit
the
up on
fuck?
The island. And the search parties, because he was like an urban legend at this point, they're like, don't go into that fucking section of the woods. There's a Japanese dude that will kill you. This is in 1970. And so they would leave newspaper clippings for him and be like, dude, the war's over. Like, you can come
chill.
Out. You can come out. And he said that he thought this was fake. He thought they were all fake. He thought they were fake news.
Was fake news in them?
Because he was like, Japan would never surrender.
He was like, all fake news.
Yeah, he was like, all fake news. Japan will never surrender. And Carlin's like, and he was right. Japan would never surrender. Not like this. And again. So Japan became pussies. They got fucking what for'd? They got two nukes, knocked him into line real quick.
Oh.
So he was like, we would never be fucking listening to rock and roll and fucking blue jeans and all shit. He's like, this is fake. Japan had to find his former officer, who owned a bookstore in Japan at this point, and fly him.
It's Japanese Rambo, bro.
Yeah, they had to fly him to the outskirts of the jungle.
It's Rambo.
And be like... Yeah, it is Rambo. He's like, no, Rambo, you can come out of the woods now. That's the Japanese Carlin. And again. So this guy was fighting World War II into the 70s by himself.
Holy
and like when
shit.
They found him, they found a stash of like grenades. And he had like several thousand rounds of ammunition.
Holy shit,
he was ready
shit,
to go.
Man. I didn't
yeah,
know that. That's
great
crazy.
Story. And then they just, I think it was legal. I think when he came out of the woods, they were like, you're not in trouble.
It was just war.
Like, you were still going. Anyway, so that's out.
Hilarious.
George, I always call him George Carlin.
Yeah.
Dan Carlin's got that out right now.
I still thought you were
fucking
watching.
Sick.
When you said George, I thought you were just watching like the hippy-dippy weatherman on the bus. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, I was listening to Dan Carlin just be like, hit him again.
Dude, I was in Domino's last night. You ever go to Domino's like 11 p.m.?
There's a lot of Japanese
popping.
In there.
No, there's
Japanese
zero, there's
are in
zero
there.
Japanese.
I thought you were Domino's.
No, dude, I went in there yesterday.
All right, not the Domino's. A best pizza.
I'm still laughing about Rambo.
Rambo, your bread.
Oh, you got first bird.
Your first bread. Your bread reign is over. Rambo, come out from her jungle. He walked out. I was like, officer, what? Oh, is it?
I was at Domino's last night. I got the urge. You know, I was driving home. I was fucking driving home, and I was like, they have gluten-free pizza, dude. As you know, dude.
Oh, yeah, you hit
I'm
that.
I'm a good boy, dude, but I have a Chad. I have a disease that makes me eat a Chad diet.
Yes.
So I'm driving home, and I've just been, like, eating pretty good. I'm like, I need some fucking pizza, dude. So I'm like, I call Domino's, I order. I'm like, so sick, they're open late. I roll into Domino's thinking, like, no, I'm like, it's fucking 11:30. No one's going to be in there. Fucking mob, dude. Just mobbed. It's me, an Indian chick, and it's like four or five black dudes. And I roll in there. The one black dude comes into Domino's watching a video of himself. Because I peeked at his phone, too. What the fuck's this guy doing? He's just watching a video of himself talking as he walked. It was like the weirdest thing to see. And I was like, what the fuck? Watching a video of himself, like, ha ha. And then he goes and sits down and showing this other guy.
Actually exactly what I do.
Yeah,
I listen to the podcast.
Exactly. I do it and walk around, but he's had a video of himself, and I looked at him, looked at the screen, I'm like, it was just weird.
Maybe he had a self-help video on how to get to Domino's.
He had
such a fear of it that he had to record himself, like, you can do this, dude.
You can do this, bro. No, it was him, like, and what the fuck? It was just him, and he's like, I had a laugh, and he shows his boy, and I'm like, it was funny. It's a crowd is fucking there. Then this other guy walks in, this other black dude rolls in there. He goes, just fucking walks in front of me, and there was, like, all the other black dudes in there. And he was like, "You guys got any deals going on?" And the lady at the front,
yeah, it's
the,
fucking Domino's.
The lady at the front's like, "Yeah, well, we have
$3 pizza.
We have two. I know. They're like, we have a special, like one large, one medium." And he, how much? And she was like, 18, whatever it was, $18. He goes, "That's not going to work for me. What else you got?" And she was like, "That's our deal we're doing right now." And he was like, "What about if I get like two mediums and a large?" And she was like, "Yeah, well, you know, larges are $9.99, mediums are this." He's like, "Come on, man." He starts haggling. She's like, "Sir, I don't set the prices." And he sat there and like negotiated like a package.
He haggled a Domino's at 11 p.m.?
He haggled a package like that he was, that was acceptable to him. With some, he's like, "I'm going to buy wings, too. I'm going to buy wings. I'm going to buy maybe three pizzas." The cashier was like a 19-year-old Puerto Rican chick. She's like, "I don't know, man. I don't care. I don't know what to do." The two dudes who walked in were like looking at their phones, looked at him and were like, "What the fuck?" And they looked at me and I started laughing. Like, and then everyone, they like, we laughed and I saw them kind of look down like, "Is he fucking laughing at?" They kind of looked kind of pissed. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, my God." I have a friend. I have a white friend who does that, man. He'll walk into like Wawa. I'm like, "Yo, how much is it for like Wawa, a pack of cigarettes?" And they're like, $8.64. And he's like, "Come on, man.
Help me out.
Come on, man. That, damn, man. Are you serious?" It's like, "Will you just fucking buy them?"
I think
leave?
I know the white friend that would do that.
Bert, for sure. It's Bert. "How much for this?" And they're like, he's like, "God damn, man."
You may remember Bert from our prison episode.
I'm trying to get him back.
So, Shul Dog.
Shulies, baby.
I do love the haggling with clearly a minimum wage employee.
Or haggling with a chain.
Being like, yeah, haggling with a chain because you're talking to somebody that's like, "Dude, I don't care. If you, the wings are already made."
Yeah, dude.
Like, you're not hooking me up by giving this company business.
I'm not going to get like a commission off this deal. He's like, "Well, that's not going to work for
what
me.
What if I toss in six wings? Can we call it a deal?"
It was the art of the meal, dude.
It was the art of the meal. It was Dontell Trump.
Art of the meal.
By like, Darnell Trump.
He was like, "All right, well, what if I get like, what if I had 12 wings to the order, a set of cheese and bread?" She was like, "Sir, I don't make the prices.
He's like, "She does make the prices. She's just trying to stonewall me."
Yeah, pretty much, dude. He had the art of the meal on her, dude. She just stonewalled him. Speaking of which, oh my God, I was actually doing a little racist research, dude.
Hell yeah.
I was trying to find out. I was trying to see. I was in a parking lot. Brittany went into Target to get something, and I was just like, "All right, I'll wait in the car." And like, I don't know what, well, I guess whatever, we might have been talking about something. I was like, "There's got to be real stats that like prove Asians are bad at driving." And I was like, I tried to figure out like auto accidents by ethnicity in terms of fatalities. Asians are the lowest fatalities, which makes sense because they do drive. No one said they drive reckless. They do drive slow. They're very technical about their driving.
Yeah.
They look like, if you look inside of an Asian's car, it's like a fucking boat shit. You know those big wooden fucking They can only turn like 2 degrees like time. So I'm like, all right, who? So Asians were like 6% or whatever it was. Very low percentage of traffic fatalities. Black, white, Hispanic, all tied.
Wow.
Native Americans in hot at like 30 per
yeah.
It's per capita of race.
Yeah.
Native Americans are by far
by far
the leaders of fucking just dying.
That's
cars.
Sick.
I had no idea.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
You think so?
Number one, they booze hard as fuck.
True.
Most of them are depressed.
Yeah.
Most of them are poor. And they also live on areas where the speed limit's like 90 miles an hour.
That's true.
If they get into any type of accident, that car is fucking exploding every time, dude.
That's true. I feel like they're always driving with like a heavy metal wah-wah behind them, like, "Wee!"
Yeah, dude, they love, Indians love heavy metal.
No, that is true that like, nobody gives a fuck. That's like, of all the SJW stuff going on right now, we definitely butt-fucked the Native Americans.
The Native Americans?
Hardest,
yeah,
dude.
Well,
like, insanely.
You never see them.
You don't.
I just saw a bunch.
I don't want to see them.
I was just out in the desert.
I'm scared, dude.
When you see them, you remember. You're like, "Oh shit, my bad, dude."
Well, I don't know because I don't really see them much.
Yeah.
So
you never see them here.
Yeah, but that must be like a real hard like, "Oh fuck, dude." Wow. Yeah.
I was in Albuquerque. There was dudes like with literally like they have feathers on their hats. Like I saw dudes with like feathers hanging off their baseball hats.
And they can do like whatever they want, right?
I doubt it.
On the reservation, they can kind of do it.
The reservation, they can get wild.
It's lit on the reservation.
It gets real lit.
Yeah, you can't, like regular cops can't go onto the reservation.
I bet that's not true.
I mean, if they fucking want to, they'll do it.
They get scalped.
Yeah, if they want to, they'll do it. But apparently you're not supposed to, everything's supposed to go through, like, they have almost like a tribal government, you know, quote unquote. But I mean, if the boys need to get on there, they're going on the fucking res. But apparently they have to stay off the resi, dude.
Yeah.
You have to stay out. I knew a guy who, my bus driver in grade school son, like, chilled on an Indian reservation for a while. And he said it was like, they like grow weed and shit and you can do kind of whatever the fuck you want.
You had a bus driver tell you that?
Yeah, bus driver. I was little.
You had a bus driver that told you his son grew weed on an Indian reservation? Said, well, no. And you held on to that until right now, until this moment. You were like, it's time for me to finally break out this fact I've been storing for years, dude, for 20 years.
My bus driver told me his son was dating an Indian chick. A Native American.
Why were you talking to your bus driver?
My bus driver, Charlie, was like my favorite bus driver for sure. But he,
why were you talking to him?
I used to sit up front and just chill and talk to the bus driver. He was the man. Because we used to get in trouble on the bus. Me and my cousin used to get kicked up to the front seat all the time.
And then it was just time to talk shop Charlie.
We were on like a 1 year, me and my cousin got brought up to the front seat and were put on a full year front seat treatment where we had to sit in the front no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think we had this guy, Charlie, came on and took over for Cheryl, who looks exactly
Cheryl, dude.
Looks exactly like the bus driver from South Park.
Miss Crabtree. Right? Crabtree? Yeah.
So this guy, Charlie, like we were like sitting up there talking to him and he was like, yeah, dude. Like, I think it was like the first or second time like sitting up front with him. He's like, dude, my son just moved to an Indian reservation. This girl has huge tits, dude. His girlfriend, I'm talking. He was like, dude, I remember him doing the hand signs. I'm like, dude, this
doing the hand signs with tits? Taking tits, his hands like, off the steering wheel with like, the kids? That's awesome.
There was this big bump on Ivy Mills.
What grade were you in?
I was in probably like seventh by then. Damn. I was old enough to appreciate like big fat titties.
Yeah, and that's you should appreciate that Charlie, the bus driver, was like talking to seventh graders. He's like, yo, my son's girlfriend's fat tits, dude. You would love them.
Dude, I watched parts, most of Grease today.
You watched Grease?
Black people love Grease, dude.
Black people love Grease?
Love Grease.
Oh, that makes sense.
You think so?
A lot of singing, shucking and jiving.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking, well, it's funny because I used to work with these dudes and like, when I was a laborer, I'd work with these black dudes and they'd be like, yo, man, Grease 2 is my shit. And I'd be like, You like the fucking sequel? Yeah, so you like, yo, that's fucking my best movie. My girlfriend's like, Grease is my favorite movie. I've met a lot of black people who love Grease. A lot of people love Grease in general.
What?
But like, dude, there's a special level. Maybe I'm just like taking it when I hear black women, like, they're like, yeah, I love Grease. I'm like, really? Like, love it. So
is this the rule of two? Did you have two black people? Have you ever heard more than two black people say?
Nah, it's gotta be like six, dude.
Yeah, normally you're a rule of two type guy.
I mean, there's definitely two reports. I can remember, but I think there's like two or three more who've told me like, dude, Grease is my... I think I've seen like...
Black listeners, let us know if you like Grease. Get on the Reddit.
Please do.
Frankson, get on the Reddit.
Frankson,
tell us if
let
you
me
love
know
Grease.
If this is... Well, Frankson, let me know if you know a lot of black people love... Frankson might not love Grease, but let me know if you know a lot of black people who love Grease.
You think the percentage of black people that like Grease is higher than white people that like Grease? The percentage.
No, but I think it's just surprisingly high. I didn't think, like, I just figured Grease wasn't, like...
Definitely would have never, ever thought a black person would like Grease.
Yeah, it's just a weird, like, you know what I mean? Cause
it's the whitest fucking shit ever.
But it is, like the greaser is white.
The greasers are WAPs.
Yeah.
So, and WAPs border on... Back then, that was the closest television had to black people.
Yeah.
It was fucking WAPs hopping around. Yeah,
I'm going to go take the car over here. And they'd like do all that like fast talking shit. But yeah.
What do you mean fast talking shit, dude?
Like when they'd be like, I just watched
you
Grease
today.
You
shouldn't talk about African-Americans like
I'm
that.
I'm talking about Except fucking.
Black people do fast talking shit?
No, I'm talking about when they like that old Italian, like tough white guy greaser slang.
I know exactly.
They'd be like, you take it over here, babe. Come here. Give me a kiss. I'm going to get, I got to go race. Dude, that whole movie, I was watching it today. It's like based off of like a hand job this guy got on the beach and he goes back and he's like, and everyone's freaking out. And I'm like, you go on Tinder now, and it's like, you go on a date, and you're like, how'd it go? Be like, yeah, sucked my dick, I ate her ass. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Like, John Travolta got jerked off, and his whole school was like, tell me more, tell me more. Everyone freaked out, dude.
Yeah, I was literally just a minute ago being like, yeah, and then we jerked off in the shower together, and I cummed on my own face.
And I used to work with guys, like, my old boss's boss, or whoever he worked with, that it was like a 75-year-old guy, and he was like, dude, you don't understand, like, if one of us got like jerked off in the summer, it was like talk of the town. Like, dude,
damn, they weren't coming.
Not really,
not
dude.
Dishing
like,
out
he was like, he's
handies?
Like, he's like, there was like one or two chicks in a neighborhood who would fuck guys. The rest of the girls wouldn't do it unless you married them. He's like, it happened, but he's like, it's not like the shit I hear right now. Rap is like the only real music that kind of influences our culture anymore. Like, it used to be like rock. Now, it was like rock was like the shit in the '70s, and like, dude, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, what's Nickelback doing, dude? Nobody cares.
Nickelback? They're fucking killing.
They're sick as fuck, dude. But nobody gives
They've opened for Trump on his rallies.
Nickelback? Did they really?
No, but that'd be a sick concert.
Nickelback might not. They're Canadian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're a couple of peace-loving, Indian-hating Canadians, dude.
What?
They got a serious problem with fucking hating Indians in Canada.
That's because the Indians will fucking raid your camp and steal your fucking snowmobiles.
They will. But it's like, they got a serious fucking problem.
Yeah, man.
If I had a Canadian farm, I would let Native Americans ride my snowmobiles, dude.
You'd let them ride?
Dude, they would take me in so fast.
You think you would become one?
Yeah, for sure.
But if you were a Native American, what do you think your name would be? If you had to...
Little Dick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I was just watching Hostels. I showed you it.
I know.
I showed you the beginning of Hostels.
That's fucking awesome. Ooh. I gotta see that.
Watch Hostels. It's on Netflix. It's fucking...
I will, dude.
You want to see some racist daddies. Those are some racist daddies.
I wonder if that makes more sense, though. Because if that's like your experience of people who look different than you, you're just like, what are these guys? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then like you pass your kid off as you die, and they're like, they have a kid, and they're like, look, dude, there's these fucking people out there.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
both,
blah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like both sides committed crazy atrocities back and forth.
Yeah.
And it resulted in... just a
bad blood, dude.
A lot real of, bad blood.
There's still today a very palpable residue from slavery. Like, if you don't believe me, dude, if you're sitting around with a lot of black people, be like, what about slavery? Everyone's blood pressure changes, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like,
well, if you sit around with black people, and you're just like, what are we having fun right
I'm
now?
I'm saying,
how about
like,
slavery?
When you pass a black dude on the street, and you guys look at each other.
Just sneeze and say slavery?
No, don't even say that.
If you walk past a black dude, be like, slavery.
No.
That's what you're advocating? That's
what I'm advocating. I'm just saying, even if you don't say that. From slavery, there's still like you walk past a guy and you guys are both thinking things in context,
yeah, of
somewhat
course.
Related to that.
Yeah,
like, you're like wondering how much of the sidewalk you're taking up. I'm walking my dogs, they're spread out kind of far. I'm like, I fucking bring my dogs in, I can't fucking colonize this fucking sidewalk right now.
You can't
like,
colonize,
can't,
you
yeah,
can't
colonize.
Have the dogs attack.
This guy's like, these white motherfuckers all have why all these white people have dogs. Every white in my neighborhood too now, like every single white person has like dogs. So I'm walking dogs. I'm like, God damn.
It's white culture.
Loving
dogs.
Guilty.
Sick culture.
Guilty, dude.
That's a great culture.
True.
Dags.
White, well, you, as white people too, you can't like get super stoked on your. Well, it's not. That's tough because it's really.
Wait,
like,
what are you trying to say?
You can't get super stoked on like. White culture, you have to tie into like.
I'm
in
trouble for saying this.
You can, yeah. You can. I mean, you could, you know, go next year. The turnout was a little light in Washington for people who are super stoked on white culture. But
yeah, but we'll get it back
next year. You can fucking show up.
Yeah,
but you can get into your like European, be like, even that dude is like, your family's been in America for 4 years. You're not fucking Irish, dude. Yeah. Irish people don't think you're Irish. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
just stop. It's over. Yeah. So,
I used to when I was a young man.
I thought
used to
it was
be
tight.
All about Irish culture.
Yeah, dude, I thought it was tight.
Fucking Boondock Saints.
I hated Boondock Saints.
You were right. You were right. To
I
hate
fucking
Boondock
someone
Saints.
Showed me this movie. There was,
when did they show it to you?
I was in high school, dude.
And you hated it then?
I drank 12 Moosehead lagers that night. I was watching it through like one eye, and I was like, "This movie fucking sucks."
Good
I heard
for
about
you.
It so much.
That movie sucks.
They took a turn that I didn't. I thought like. Did they punish those guys in that movie, or like were they like they were bad guys kind of?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
I hated it.
They were like they were like two badass brothers that took on the mob or some shit like that.
Think about the dudes who write those movies too, and it's just
fucking
like,
dildo.
Jesus Christ. I told you I was watching The Covenant, dude, with my girlfriend.
What's going on there?
It's the worst. It's the fucking
I might
worst.
Top you on worst movie, but go ahead.
You're not going to top me on The Covenant, dude. The Covenant might be... So we were watching Naruto. I'm like, can we please watch more Naruto? She was like, I want to watch The Covenant.
Damn, you had your bae watching Naruto with you?
She loves Naruto, dude.
You know why she loves Naruto?
Why? Tell me.
African Americans love anime.
I know.
That's part of their culture now.
That,
they
dude, it
appropriated
is.
The shit out of anime.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Love a lot of yeah, a lot of black chicks, black dudes love fucking Naruto. And
SpongeBob
anime.
And fucking anime.
SpongeBob is fucking great.
Love it.
This is where we agree because I used to watch Pokemon all the time. I always loved Japanimation, but I always would try to watch certain ones.
Really
love it, dude.
I always thought it sucked.
Manga, dude. I love that stuff. Manga, from the time I was a young boy, I came down. She's watching Naruto. I was like, "What is this?" And I sat in on like the fourth episode.
Who was watching?
Like, instantly hooked. My babe. She's watching Naruto.
Oh, so this is recently.
Yeah, I just got into this. I put in my head, dude. This is like
she was just sitting down watching Naruto.
Watching Naruto in the morning.
That's fucking crazy to me.
It's awesome, dude. I came down. I was like, finally, a show we can finally agree on because all the other shit. Wow. Sucks. Yeah.
Bay's picking TV shows is an absolute nightmare.
Well, that's a hot black conspiracy that like every famous rapper is gay. That's another one. They like. I've been in multiple talks with people. They're like, Jay-Z's gay, Kanye's gay. They're all gay.
Kanye is actually probably gay.
These people are claiming, like, inside. The dude who's telling me this, he's like, I know for a fact, dude. He's like,
oh, inside here's info. A little debate me and old Pedro over here used to have.
What?
Have you come off that Kanye West is the best yet?
I never said he was the best. I just said I liked him.
No, he's gay.
He might be gay. I don't know.
That's a sick debate.
Yeah. I don't even remember. I don't know what the terms are. So he's either good or he's gay.
Him or is he gay? Yeah. That's the debate.
I mean, that's it.
Well, we did used to argue about the album Yeezus. I remember. I remember you really hate Yeezus.
Well, all right, hold on. Yeah. The way you would defend it, you were like, it's a real beautiful, dark.
I didn't say that.
It's dark and it's beautiful the way it gets into his, you know, his twisted, fucked up mind.
I agree with this.
Just a fucking gay black dude hitting buttons on a fucking DJ table, and you're like, wow, this is impressive. It's like,
no, man. It sounds sick.
I will say, I am a god.
That album sucked dick. Yeezus sucked.
Yeezus
sucks.
I'm going to put a pin in this conversation right now. Dude.
I'll put a fucking pin in your butt, dude.
I think all rap is unlistenable and the worst. Hate rap now. The liberals have
butt fucked rap into making me really hate it.
I went to a rap.
It's all very conscious now. Most popular rap is like, it's about, it's like empowering and
no, it's not. Not even but close.
That's not the stuff that really truly sells. But I mean, Drake, I guess.
Chance the Rapper, Kendrick, like I feel like the most popular hip hop artists now are typically like the messages.
Migos.
Lil Yachty.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're okay, sure. I think there's, like, two streams. There's, like, trap, which is all, like, yeah, let's just fucking party. And then there's, like,
but at conscious the, at rap, the root like, of, J. Cole. At the root of rap.
Conscious getting played at the club.
At the root of rap, though.
Yeah, I guess, like, what gets
I'm not really at the club.
But at the, yeah, it's true, you are. At the root of rap, the whole thing is to be, like, I'm the best.
Uh-huh.
I will fuck your girlfriend. And I'm the best. I have all the money. And I'm the best dude. It's like, it's unlistenable.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's horrible.
If I'm not, like, if I'm, like, depressed or feeling sad or anything like that, and I listen to rap, it's so hard to listen to.
You don't like bragging in music?
No, not really.
Not when it's like that.
I like someone who's good at playing an instrument, playing it, and just being like, we're all one. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, it's sick. I mean, bragging, when rockers are like, I'm coming through your town for a hot mama, I'm like, ew, dude, get the fuck out of here.